is not a commemoration, but a more considered discussion about the events of 1916. And after saying that she wouldn't be going, she rolled back slightly, as you know, right at the very beginning. I think the first interview was with her local paper down in Fermanagh. But here's a reminder of what she said on the day that she was actually elected, the day that she was actually named as First Minister.
I think it's important to make a distinction between the Easter rebellion that took place and indeed the whole narrative of 1916. I've very clearly said that I have not just a legal duty but a moral imperative to represent the whole of Northern Ireland, but I will do that in terms of democratic politics. I will not be, certainly not, representing violent republicanism from the past. And indeed, many people in Northern Ireland aren't really concerned about what happened in 1916. They're more concerned about what's happening in 2016 and what are the practical plans to making their lives better, actually, for the future.
That's the First Minister, Arlene Foster, speaking when she took up her office as the First Minister. Now, last night on Twitter, Jim Allister, the leader of the TUV, said, when is a commemoration not a commemoration? And Arlene Foster replied with, when it's not a commemoration, no. And she added in that very well-known phrase from cartoon television. Mr. Allister is available to speak to us. Jim Allister, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you pushing this a wee bit too far? She's going to attend basically an event at the Church of Ireland, of which she's a member.
Yes, and she's perfectly entitled to make her own decisions. I'm merely pointing out two things. One, that she certainly has rolled back from where she was in this issue, for whatever reasons of pressure have given rise to that. And secondly, the organisers of this event were very clear when they first announced it. They announced it as a commemoration. And only late last night, as I understand it, did they withdraw the word commemoration. So those who organised the event to which Mrs. Foster is going certainly initially saw it as a commemoration. For whatever reason, they now wish to describe it otherwise. But which is why I was asking, well, when is a commemoration not a commemoration? It seems when it suits the First Minister to say that it's not a commemoration, then it's not. Well, I think we need to look a little deeper. You know, what is the purpose of this event? It is to commemorate those who rebelled against the lawful authority of the United Kingdom, did so at a time when the nation was at war in Europe, did so at a time when the true men of valour of all parts of Ireland were fighting for Europe, fighting in Europe for freedom, and the Republican movement took the exploitive opportunity to rebel at that point in their grubby little rebellion. And for me, I don't see anything to celebrate or commemorate in any approving way about that.
At that Church of Ireland service, or whatever they wish to call it, Arlene Foster may be asked to remember those who died, all of those who died, the innocent people who died. The Church of Ireland is hardly a hotbed of republicanism, and there were many more people involved in the Easter Rising than just those who were executed and seen as republican heroes.
Yes, there were many British soldiers who died at the hands of the rebels, but that's not what the frenzy about the 1916 rebellion is about. For those who are propagating that particular line, it's about those who rebelled and those who were dealt with for rebelling.
Yes, but do you not think the Church of Ireland, Jim Allister, is going to recall the soldiers who died, the innocents who died, yes, the republicans who died, everyone who died? Are they not going to remember it very similar to the way Her Majesty the Queen recalled it?
Well, I hope that they will remember those who died. I don't know what the format of this service is. I was making a simple observation that those who organised it had called it commemoration. Others, for convenience purposes, didn't wish it to be called a commemoration. I asked the question, well, then when is a commemoration not a commemoration? It's a matter for the Church of Ireland, and indeed it's a matter for Mrs. Foster as to what events she attends and what events they organise. But equally, I'm entitled to say that for me, I find nothing to celebrate or commemorate in regard to the act of rebellion it was the 1916 uprising.
It's technically a discussion group, so surely someone who is the leader of Northern Ireland should be involved in a discussion about what's happening in, as you would describe, a neighbouring country when there is such a significant date being recognised. She is the leader of all of the people in Northern Ireland, and she's been invited by her very own church to be part of a discussion group. We have a Twitter poll. Should Arlene Foster attend this Easter Rising event organised by the Church of Ireland? I'd be surprised if people don't say she should attend.
I'm not saying I'm saying it's a matter for her, but I think she was correct when she initially said that people were more interested in what was happening in 2016 than what was happening in 1916, and that would be her focus. Now, she wrote back from that, and now, for obvious political pressure reasons, it feels that it's politic to participate in this. I think she was right the first time.
Yes, but if we follow that argument through, Jim, if we follow that argument through, then we'll not recognise the Somme.
No, we certainly will recognise the Somme.
But why would we if we're more interested in 2016?
No, because the Somme has a particular resonance for people of Northern Ireland, in that so many people from these shores of Northern Ireland made the ultimate sacrifice at the Somme. There's no comparison between the events, which were events of valour at the Somme, where people gave their lives in pursuit of freedom, and the grubby rebellion of 1916.
Yes, but they both belong to 100 years ago.
When others sought to take advantage of the fact that the nation was at war and sought to strike at what they saw as its weakest point in time. And so there's no comparison between those two, and I utterly repudiate any suggestion that we can put them on a par and compare one with the other. That is obnoxious to me, and I reject that entirely.
But do you agree that they both happened 100 years ago, and if we're looking to 2016, if we're ignoring one, we should ignore both?
Of course they both happened 100 years ago. Both happened at a time when all of Ireland was part of the United Kingdom, but historical events have moved on, and the 1916 rebellion now shaped, so far as it did, the future of a part of Ireland which is no longer part of the United Kingdom. But the Somme certainly shaped this continuing part of the United Kingdom in a very real personal way. So I think there is no comparison, and not one that should be drawn, because a lot of the hype about 1916 is to try and draw a parallel between the Battle of the Somme and the East Rebellion. And I do repudiate that. One was an act of grubby rebellion, the other was an act of great sacrifice in a nation defending freedom in Europe. And there is no comparison between those. And I don't think any self-respecting person should seek to draw such a parallel.
Many people, of course, listening to this programme will argue that the 16 Rising was a battle for freedom.
A battle for freedom? When you launch terrorist attacks, there's no correlation between freedom and terrorism. And the 1916 rebellion were acts of terrorism. Seeking to suppress freedom. The Somme was about the defence of freedom, and there's no comparison between the two.
And as I say, a significant numbers of people listening to this programme will see the 16 Rising as a battle against an occupying force in a neighbouring country.
Well, you can peddle the propaganda if you wish, but I repudiate it. I don't accept that. It was an act of terrorism and an act of rebellion against legitimate authority at a time when the legitimate authority's focus was quite properly on the defence of freedom in Europe. It was an exploitative attempt at making advantage of that for the terrorist purposes that it was seeking to serve.
Two people on the text are talking about the statesmanlike qualities of Arlene Foster and how she's chosen this event.
Well, then perhaps they would wish to contemplate what her initial stance was. Was this not statesmanlike or stateswomanlike when she said she wouldn't be taking part? I think one needs to get the whole perspective on this matter.
OK, Jim Allister, thanks for your time. Thank you. The leader of the TUV, Jim Allister, there.